Hello and welcome to Naxos Classical Spotlight and film music by Austrian composer Hans Eisler, who composed a lot of music for film. Here is the very opening of his Leipzig Symphony, music he wrote for film but with the intention of arranging it for the concert hall. He never got around to doing that. The arrangement was done many years after his death by one of his students. Here's a bit more of that opening movement, the Vorspiel with the MDR Symphony Orchestra Leipzig, conducted by Jürgen Bruns. Austrian composer Hans Eisler was born in 1898. He served as a frontline soldier in the Austro-Hungarian army in the First World War and was wounded several times. In 1933, his music was banned by the Nazi Party because he was part Jewish. He left Austria shortly thereafter and wandered around Europe until, in 1938, he emigrated to the United States. Eventually, he ended up in Hollywood, where he composed 8 movie scores, including Hangman Also Die and None But the Lonely Heart, both of which were nominated for Oscars. In fact, Eisler composed music for more than 40 movies. In the case of the Leipzig Symphony, this was film music that he intended to arrange for the concert hall. From that symphony, here's a bit of the slow movement. Music from Hans Eisler's Leipzig Symphony. The fourth movement of the symphony is titled March Without Words. It begins normally enough, but at about 45 seconds, it goes all weird with these quirky dissonances and the piccolos, and it just gets weirder from there. I've never seen the movie this music was intended for, but if this is soldiers marching, they've had several drinks too many. The funeral pieces featured on this album are in fact a compilation of music Eisler wrote for several films, most of which are now all but forgotten. These include the documentary Axion J and the movie Esther that was broadcast one time on East German television in 1962. It also includes music from the 1947 Hollywood film So Well Remembered, which remembers the English working-class children who died of diphtheria. Eisler also wrote music for the 1955 concentration camp documentary Nuit et Brouillard, Night and Fog. For this film, French director Alain Resnais was able to utilize footage from the archives of the Allies in the countries previously occupied by the Nazis. Resnais even traveled to Poland, where he shot his own color film in the former concentration camp of Auschwitz. And he deliberately employed an Austrian-German composer with Jewish roots to write the music. At Resnais's request, Eisler traveled to Paris, where he had to write more than 30 minutes of the score of the music within a very short time to accompany the film, which is made up almost exclusively of footage without any sound, except the music. Eisler said his music is devoted not to the horror visible in the pictures, but to the victims, to whom at least a vestige of their dignity could be restored with music. Eisler designed the score to Nuit et Brouillard as a cohesive sequence of music pieces that could be understood even without the film. After several recent concert performances, both with and without the film, in places like New York and Munich and Berlin, with this album, this historic soundtrack is now finally available in a first-class recording. Here's another movement from Nuit et Brouillard. Thank you. You have been listening to film music by Hans Eisler and performances by the MDR Symphony Orchestra and the Berlin Chamber Orchestra, both conducted by Jürgen Bruns. From a new album on the Capriccio label, catalog number C5368. To go out, here's the very ending of Nuit et Brouillard. I'm Raymond Bechet. Thanks for joining me. So long for now.